Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we normally compare books to their movies. That's like our new opening.
It really is.
I'm quite sad about it.
I know. Me too. I wish this damn strike would get over.
I know.
It's been so hard not seeing movies. My dad took me out yesterday for my birthday, and normally what he does is takes me to movies. But then when Sierra was here, I was going to go see the movie with Sierra. But then she was like, well, if you're boycotting movies, we don't have to go see movies. I was like, you were my one out. But I really appreciate that you're respecting my beliefs and my feelings. So then we stayed. But then she told my parents. So then my dad was like, you're boycotting movies?
He didn't even know?
No, I didn't tell them because I knew my dad would think it was stupid.
Oh.
He supports me in some ways, but he's all for the strike. He's like, I hope this takes down Hollywood. Hollywood's been regurgitating all the same crap for years and years.
Well, then.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Dad. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of, it was your birthday this last week. How'd it go? What'd you do?
It went really well. Right now I have a rug burn on my hand, guys. I was putting away a freaking air mattress and it gave me a rug burn.
Great details. Thanks.
It hurts. It hurts more than my damn tattoo. I got a tattoo, guys. Mm-hmm. On my ankle. And it doesn't hurt. Not as bad as this damn rug burn. What else? Sierra came into town to visit. We went to Polsbo, which I had never been in. It's the cutest freaking place ever. Yeah.
So cute. Mm-hmm. The kids and I went this summer, too, for the first time ever.
I was like, why the hell don't I go here more often?
I know. It's so close, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a bookstore there, so.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And then
we went to Mox.
Yes, we went to Mox and we played board games. We played Mansions of Madness and still did not win.
You guys didn't win?
Oh, we didn't finish.
We didn't finish again?
Yeah, we started again. But it still was going. I don't think Sierra fully grasped the concept of the game.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, this is not a game to play with her.
Yeah, because we started it at the Mox Boarding House, which is a board game bar we've brought up before. Mm-hmm. And I had to leave because I had to drive 3 hours to a wedding this last weekend. And so that was only halfway there. Oh my gosh. So tired. Anyways, so we had to pause the game. And
yeah.
And you guys picked it up again. And
yeah, because Sierra, we were playing it on Sierra's iPad. And then the next morning we started. But of course, the next morning was also that day we were going and helping my mom in her classroom. And Sierra needed to take a nap so that she could stay up for Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
So we started at like 10 and 12:20. I looked at the time and I was like, shit, we need to get you a nap so that we can go to my mom's classroom and you'll be ready for Rocky. So we had to pause again.
And then you just didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be an hour and a half to 2 hour game. Yeah.
Well, we also, I think the thing is too, we were playing with two, like, I feel like if you and I sat down and played it, it would just be an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Probably.
Because we know we don't have to stop and go, okay, but wait, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And then like your character went insane. So then John had to play your character insane and he's never been insane yet. So
That's right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. Fair.
There were a lot of little things and we would have finished it if it were us.
Yeah. Man.
I know.
We'll have to try again.
Oh yeah, we will. There's a 5-star one in the Path of Servant and I want to do that one.
Because that's what I got you for your birthday.
Yeah.
Is an expansion to that game that we can't beat.
That we can't beat. I know. Why do we keep getting expansions for this game?
Oh my gosh. But yeah. Anyways, okay, so then you went to Rocky.
Yeah, we went and did Rocky, and I love Rocky so much. I do not know the things that I'm supposed to yell, but I just sit there and I enjoy it so much listening to everyone else yell and stuff.
And how did Sierra feel with it being her first ever time?
She loved it.
Oh, good.
She actually, on her flight home, she had a long layover, and I got a text after, because I went to Brandy's, and after I got back, she had texted me about her layover, and I was like, cool, are you about to be getting on your next flight? Blah, blah, blah. And then she sent me a text, and apparently New York does a huge Rocky, like all out. And you know how we're going next year? Next August, me and Sierra.
Okay. I didn't, but awesome. Great.
And she was like, should we do this? And I was like, fuck yeah, we should. So we're going again. And then I was telling John this, and John was like, actually, because I also was checking on the girl's cat. Well, Sierra was here, so Sierra went with me to check on the cat. And so the last night, John and Sierra went with me, but they hung out in the car and they were talking. And he asked her, he was like, what's your highlight of this trip? And she was like, Rocky, honestly. It was so fun. Yeah, she even downloaded the soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you liked it. That makes me happy. I think the scariest part for me was, I don't think John realizes just how, like, dirty minded I can be.
Uh-huh. Did he go with you guys?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
And so right off the bat, like... his face was like, and then he looked at me like, what am I was like, oh, are you not liking this? And he's like, I didn't expect you to like this.
Like, oh, John.
Yeah. I was like, this is what I did all the time in high school. Like, I was here 12 every year other old week
in a 31 year old body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was fun. It was a blast.
Cool.
Plus, I always love shouting my thing. Except for, remember how I was so excited during the time warp to shout group sex at Comic-Con?
Yes.
Okay, guys. So, in the time warp, if you've never been to Rocky, we've explained it. You go, you shout random things that don't go with the movie. During the time warp, there's a part where you put your hands on your hips, and then you're supposed to put your knees together, and then you have to do pelvic thrusts. And in the song, it says pelvic thrusts and, like, drags it out. But during that, you used to shout group sex during it because everyone's thrusting their hips together. So it looks like
very
it.
Inappropriate. I would have been where John is, where he'd look at me and be like, oh, and I would have been the, oh my gosh, what is this crap?
And so when we went to Comic-Con, I was excited for that part and I went to do it, but no one was shouting it there. And I was like, what the hell? So I was like, I'm so excited that part's going to be there. Nope. I, again, was the loudest person yelling that. There were like maybe two other people on the other side of the room saying it quietly. I was like, damn, you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, but it was awkward. Fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
I also got to shout my only assholes right on doors. That's my other favorite one. It comes right off the bat.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I've seen it once and I was too shocked to really remember anything.
John said he was going to go again with me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I'm getting back in my Rocky days. Maybe I'll be able... There's a guy there who literally I could tell he just goes... He had his popcorn and he was sitting there eating it. And he was shouting a bunch of different things. And like the cast even knew him. I was like, oh, you're a regular.
That's so funny. I don't know if I could be a regular watching that movie every other weekend.
Well, you go
for the experience.
For the experience. And if you're a regular, you really go to see if your jokes will make people laugh.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you went hiking too?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't tell you this part.
No. We haven't talked, you guys. This is like not only a catch up for you guys, but for me, us. Because Bree does great. I so appreciate this when she's with John or Sierra or with anybody. Mm-hmm. She does really good at not texting. Because that's my biggest pet peeve when Cameron was here.
Mm-hmm.
He would freaking text everyone no matter what if we were hanging out or anything. Like, I get it, being together 12 years. But it was like constant. And I was like, it's date night, knock it out. And it drove me crazy. So I really appreciate that you don't.
Yeah.
But then I'm like sitting there like, oh my gosh, what?
I haven't talked to her in five years.
Yeah, so, I know.
I told John, I was like, pretty soon I'm just going to have to start texting people. Like, we're still in that new phase where I'm not texting people, but I'm like, I'm not only ignoring you, I'm ignoring everyone else who texts me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm behind on like everything. So I told him, I was like, we're about to hit that point where I'm just going to text people.
Well, because the funny thing is John thinks I know everything. So, but I don't, because we don't talk when you're with him. So now I'm getting my update, you guys.
I know. He's always like, and you told Allie this, right? And I'm like, no, I haven't had a chance to. So then he's offended because then he thinks that it's something that I don't want to tell you. And I'm like, no, it's just that I haven't seen her and I'm not texting her everything. So when we were getting our tattoo, we started talking about our hike because Sierra wanted to do a big hike because she's about to be in Australia and they're doing like a 13-mile hike.
So jealous.
Or like, they're doing a long ass hike. They're basically backpacking through the outback for reptiles. Yeah. Yeah. That's Sierra. And so she was like, I need to prepare for this. I was like, yeah, that's kind of why, because John was worried about the hike that I had picked too, just because of the length and the fact that we were doing Rocky the night before. And we were talking about it while I was getting my tattoo, and I got my tattoo on my ankle. And I was like, are you ready for our hike? And she was like, obviously. And I was like, it's one of the more harder ones. And the artist went, you're not doing Skyline, are you?
Oh, no.
And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, that's actually the one. And she was like, with this, and pointed at my tattoo and looked at me. And I was like, I planned on it. And she was like, you are not. And I was like, oh. And she's like, the most you can do is a half hour with this because it's an open wound. It's gonna hurt. You're not going to be able to do anything, especially with the incline that Skyline is. Oh. I was like, oh, great. So we went and we just did a nature trail at sunrise. Uh-huh. But when we got there, I put on my hiking boots because obviously I wanted to be smart still. But the hiking boots rubbed on the tattoo. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is not comfortable. So I had to take those off and I wore my Vans.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that was fun. And John, at one point, I brought my... Oh, I didn't even show you. Kelsey got me this really cool travel backpack for my camera.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's amazing. It's like a hiking backpack too. And John has been wanting me to make videos of hikes and stuff that I do so I can make a YouTube for myself. And I was like, the only thing holding me back from that is I'm not carrying around the camera bag that I have. Like, that's right. Just stupid to take on a hike. I would need it in a backpack. That's exactly what this is. It even has straps to help me with my support, and each strap has like extra cushion on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was like, Kelsey, you read my mind.
Oh, cool. Like,
this is exactly what I needed. So I took that with us, but I had my camera out for a lot of it because I was just taking random pictures, taking videos and stuff, and it was starting to get sweaty. So I was about to put it on in my backpack again. And John was like, oh, can I try? I was like, yeah, of course. Like, here you go. We were stopping every 2 minutes for him to take pictures.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like Cameron.
I was like, oh, great. Halfway on our way back, Sierra was like, I think you found him a new hobby. And he was like, actually, I do kind of enjoy this.
That's like, awesome. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then
talk about your tattoo. What is it?
So it's funny because the what's inside it, I've always wanted since high school. Actually,
I know I've seen that since high school. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted it because I play the piano and I love it. But it's a guitar pick with a treble and a bass clef heart inside it, which when you explain it like that, it makes absolutely no sense.
It's a very popular
that's true.
Tattoo, I feel, but like, you added the guitar pick, which
yeah,
added something extra, I think.
Yeah, I know my dad. I showed it to him and he goes, it's an identifiable tattoo. And I was like, so that when I die and I'm murdered, you'll be able to see it.
So we'll post a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. And it's on my ankle. And it's funny. Remember how I told you this one hurt?
Your nightmare.
My nightmare before Christmas one hurt like a bitch. Yeah. So much so that I didn't think I was going to ever get another tattoo, and like going to get this tattoo, I was like, it's going to hurt. And I'm nervous, especially with cooler people in the tattoo parlor, like getting it on their ribcage.
I know.
And I was like, fuck, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I sat down and she even like joked. She was like, because originally where she was going to put it, she was like, if I put it here, it's going to hurt more. And there's a $500 fine if you twitch and kick me in the face. She's like, you think I'm joking, but it's happened enough that I do that now.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, so if you feel a cramp or anything, tell me. And I was like, oh, okay.
Do you want it lower than where you got it?
Honestly, I didn't know where I wanted it. Oh. I knew I wanted it on my ankle, but I didn't know how it was going to look. Originally, yeah, I wanted it a little bit lower, but she ixnayed that. She was like, no, that's going to... She called it a tickle spot. And I was like, oh, good. I am very ticklish. And so I was like, you dumbass. That's not what she means. And I was like, oh, thank you. I'm glad you moved it, because that wouldn't be fun. But yeah, so it's on my ankle.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Which I also... I just yesterday was thinking about this, and I was like, oh, that's actually really funny. It didn't go very far off from where I wanted it. When I was in high school, I wanted it on the top of my left foot. Now it's on my left ankle.
How funny.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right, then.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, because I said that, and I was like, but the top of the left foot would have hurt. This one did not hurt that bad. There were two spots where it hurt, and it was when she got closer to the bone. But other than that, it just tickled. It really felt like someone had gone into my bone and just was like vibrating my bone.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have thought it would hurt down there.
You would think, but no. I was like, oh, I could get more tattoos.
There you go.
Yeah. So now my next one's going to hurt like a bitch.
Right.
Every other one.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then let's see. So that was your birthday week, right?
Yeah.
And then we haven't shared at all what we did all summer, you guys.
Yeah, because we kind of recorded all the minisodes thinking that we would have a plan for our minisodes.
When we came out with our main episodes, which we have yet to be able to do.
Oh, yeah, guys. Strike's still going. So who knows when?
I know. We're getting really antsy over here, but...
I'm ready to give you guys real content, but
yeah, we have it ready, but
damn strike.
Okay. So let's see. So that was your last week. Let's see. What was my last week?
The wedding.
Yeah. I went to a wedding.
Pit-free week.
Yeah.
Weekend.
I went to a wedding, and it was 5 hours for me, and it was a kid-free wedding. So at first I wasn't going to go, but then I was like, that might be really nice. So I ended up driving there. We did like it because it was Bree's birthday the night before. So I'd only did halfway, and it was way cheaper to stay in this little city that I stayed in versus the wedding hotel twice. And so then I went to the wedding, and it was fun. It was a little country wedding. It was very cute. And then I went home. No, not home. Back to the hotel. And I had a me night. I brought the face mask.
Nice.
And a little like foot, whatever they're called, soak things.
Masks.
Uh-huh. And I did some yoga. Oh, did, like a half hour yoga.
Look at you.
I know. It was just so nice. I even brought work to do for off script. And I was like, nope, I'm going to just enjoy me.
Uh-huh.
And so that was super nice. So then I have to do a 5 hour drive home, which sucked.
Yeah,
which is why I called off my road trip today. I was supposed to go on a road trip today.
Where were you supposed to go?
We were gonna do our Washington State bucket trip.
Mm-hmm.
So it was supposed to be like from here in the end all the way to Spokane and then back, like over the next few days.
Yeah,
I think the longest chunk would have been 4 hours, so it's not super long, but I was like, no.
Yeah, you just did a long thing and you're drained. Yeah,
I'm drained. And then the weekend before, we did a camping trip and I got sick. Like, I'm still like stuffed up.
Well, I think here in Washington, we've been surrounded by fires again. So it's been gross and yucky. And like, I went camping the same weekend that Allie did. Mm-hmm. And we were in Lake Wenatchee and we were kayaking and you couldn't even see like 5 feet in front of you because of the smoke.
And that was one of our stops because we were going to do the same one you guys did. And then John's like, there's like dead fish everywhere. And I was like,
it was disgusting, Allie. So the little like scratch off bucket list thing is you're supposed to swim in Lake Wenatchee. And I was like wrapping my head around it because I don't like swimming in lakes. It just grosses me out. But I was like, it'll be fine. We have a campsite. It's like I can walk in. So as we're getting in our kayaks, I'm watching John get in his kayak. And right behind him, there's a dead fish on shore. And I was like, I've never been so sad. It had its little mouth open. And he was just so sad. He was a dead fish. And I told him, I was like, John, there's a dead fish behind you. And he was like, I didn't see it because he wasn't looking that way. But we get into the lake, we kayak to the other side, and on our way back, like, I'm like, I'm actually really hot. I will jump in. It'll be nice. We get closer and I look over to the side and I see the top of a salmon's head and the body's cut off. So you can see it and you can see like the fish meat on the inside. And that grossed me out. I was like, oh my God. Cause it was like right where I would be standing. It was at the same like level where I could go out and stand. And I was like, with my luck, I'm going to go out and stand on this fucking fish head. I don't want that. So that grossed me out. And I was like, okay, you can stay going this way. But I was kind of grossed out. And I was like, John, I don't know if I can swim in here. There's a dead fish head. It's kind of gross. And the lady who was putting her boat in heard me and was like, yeah, it's because right now it's sockeye season. And all the fishers out in the middle of the lake, they catch them and like for some reason just toss them back or whatever.
Yeah.
And so all the dead ones get washed up shore because of all the like the current that comes into the lake. I was like, well, that's nasty. So then as John is pulling in my kayak, I'm staring at this thing and it looks like seaweed. But I'm like, a lake with seaweed. Never heard of that. So I'm staring at it and I'm like, maybe it's like a piece of a tree because it's got the, it was a skeleton. It was a fish skeleton, but it was like all intact. So it kind of looked like it could have been like a frond from a tree or something. And I sat there and then I was like, John, is that what I think it is? Because like he's sitting there pulling me and I'm just staring at this and I'm like, I don't think I can swim in this. And he looked and he was like, no, no, that's definitely that can't be that. That's definitely what you think it is. I was like, yeah, I'm not swimming in this lake. I was like, we're counting kayaking in this lake as swimming in it.
That counts. They're fine. Yeah. So like that was one of our things we were going to do. Let's see. There was like a couple hikes and it's like Spokane is where the fires were. Mm-hmm. So it's like it was going to be super smoky. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to keep that road trip.
Just move it
and do it next summer.
Or actually, you know what you should do? I was just going to say you should do it for spring break because we've been getting a lot of fires in the summer. So who's to say it won't happen again next year?
So maybe we'll do it for spring break. It was just like a 3-day trip. So it's nothing big. So, yeah. So I canceled that. I'm supposed to leave today. What else did I do? What else have we done this summer? You've done a lot of house sitting.
Yeah, I've done a lot of house sitting. Oh, I did the film camp.
Talk about that.
There's a theater in Tacoma called The Grand, and it's a little local mom and pop theater. They're actually a nonprofit theater, I found out, doing this camp. Yeah. And they did a film summer camp for kids. And so it was 5 weeks, and each week was a different group of kids. And each week I got a group of anywhere from 2 to 6 kids. And technically it's supposed to be 4 to 6, but 1 week I had 4 and 2 of them dropped out. So then I only had 2, but 2 to 6 kids. And from start to finish, they make a movie. They write it. It's only 5 minutes long. So it's not anything big, except for a lot of these kids wanted big stories. I was like, buddies, we can't fit that. But yeah, it was fun. And so like Monday we would sit down and brainstorm what their idea was. Tuesday we would sit down and write it. And then the rest of the week would be shooting and editing. And it was super fun.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you've been busy this summer.
I've been so fucking busy.
I know. I'm so freaking tired.
I'm tired. And then I'm not even gonna, I'm still busy all the way through September and October. And I'm not gonna be not busy until the second week of October.
I know.
When I come back from LA.
Yeah, but you have fun busy coming up.
I do have fun busy. I'm house sitting this week. I'm house sitting next weekend. And then I'm house sitting the next week. And then when I'm done with that house sitting, I fly to visit my grandpa. I'm really excited for that. I'm going to be there for a week. And then I come back and I'm home for 3 days. And then I fly to Boston to meet John's mom and his best friends. And then John and I fly to Dubai.
4 months, you guys. You're coming back married. You're coming back engaged. You're going to...
No. I'm really excited for this Dubai trip because they have a amusement park that is dedicated to movies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's literally like the title of it. It's like, oh, I want to get it right. It's called Motion Gate Dubai. And I'm so excited. I was like, I never would have thought that me, a person, could go to an amusement park dedicated to the thing I love in Dubai.
That's so cool. What the? So we're looking at their website right now. We're not going to say the names because movies.
Strike, yeah.
But they're like all named after different movies. Is this not going against your...
I doubt that they're paying studios.
That's true. They probably are not.
Look at this. Look at that one. Look at that one.
That actually looks really cool.
I'm so excited. I told John, I was like, okay, I'm sad for that one. We need to go to this amusement park. We need to ride camels in the desert.
You have a long wish list over here.
No, only three things.
Okay.
Three things are the top things that I want to do. This amusement park, ride camels, and go to a mosque.
Isn't he there for like work?
Well, when they go there for work, they're tourists. They don't. I think they like do work, maybe like their paperwork.
Oh, but I gotta ask this kid what he does for work. Cause what does he do?
Ask him. Not okay. Me. I don't know. I'll just know that I get to go with him this time. I'm fair. Excited for this one.
Uh-huh. That looks like a fun one. It'll be fun.
It's Disneyland, but for movies. Look. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm going to LA to visit.
You gotta go,
Amy.
You don't have on your list the tallest building in the world. You gotta at least see it. Isn't that in Dubai? I told John to do it. And he's like, I would be so scared. I was like, don't go up in it. Just go look at it. Be like, I saw the tallest building in the world.
He knows that I would make him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, I want to see it. Hold on.
I'm sure you can't miss it.
Buddy. Oh, I want to go up in it. Whoa, look at that building.
I know. Their architecture is so cool.
I'm so excited.
That sounds like it's a
space needle. Oh, it's like the space needle. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We doing it. Dang, look at how tall that is.
You got to at least take a picture in front of it.
Oh, for sure. Okay. I might freak out when we go up it. But
I added another thing to your list. You're welcome.
I know. I should text John right now and see what he says.
Oh, I told him about it while we were waiting for you guys at Mux. He was not excited about it.
I just texted him and said, OMG, we got to go in the Burj Khalifa. I'm saying it wrong, and I'm so sorry to our United Emirates listeners.
Yes. Cool. Okay, so yeah, and my future coming up is just kids starting school. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got going. You got a lot more fun coming up than I do.
I really do. I know. I'm like, holy crap. I was looking at my calendar, and I was like, shoot. Basically, from the time I start house sitting for Brandy tomorrow, I'm gone. He said that's definitely happening. That's like the first thing Stu mentioned when he told us about Dubai.
See?
That's his boss.
Okay.
I just asked, you know what it is, right? Yeah. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually super excited because I've never been out of the country. I mean, I went out of the country when I was in fifth grade, but like this time Sierra was here when I was starting to plan this trip, and she was like, don't forget, you're gonna have to go and get cash out, and you're gonna have to do this, and we have to get my passport expedited, because apparently, did you know that when you travel out of state, your passport has to be good for 6 months after you leave the US, and mine of course expires in February.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pissed. So I have to get that updated here in like 2 weeks.
Do it sooner than later.
Well, no, I'm doing the expedited one where they give it to you same day, but you can't do it until it's 14 days within your travel date.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It just costs like $90 to $100 extra dollars.
Oh. Well, make sure you make your appointment, because I tried getting the kids them and they, not the expedited ones, but even just an appointment.
John already called him and told him, and I have to call September 18th at 5 a.m.
Cameron's birthday.
Oh, funny. Huh. Cameron, make this easy for me.
Okay. So with this busy schedule, we will continue to try hard to do minisodes for you. Mm-hmm. We're trying to plan a day to just knock out a bunch. Few.
Yeah.
So that we have them prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But
as today almost did not happen, guys.
I know. We almost didn't get one this week.
Yeah.
So just be prepared in case it's sorry, we missed a week, because life is crazy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially you just heard what all I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's only like 4 days in between all that where I can be like,
Ellie,
come record. Actually, no. Some of the week that I'm house sitting before I visit my grandpa, it's the little doggo that we walked.
Okay.
And so like there I can just come home a night and record.
Okay.
So it won't be that big of a deal, but it would be much easier to not have to leave the dog.
Right. We'll figure it out for you guys.
Yeah.
So
we are here for you.
Yes.
We're hoping to release regular stuff soon.
Yes. Continue to send us ideas of what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. That would be extra, extra helpful.
Yep. This was more of this is what our lives have been like,
mm-hmm,
episode.
Normally we get to update you before we start talking in episodes, but.
And our minisode for the week, and we haven't been able to do that. So we wanted to
shoot that your way.
Yeah.
All right.
Okie dokie. So stay tuned on Wednesday for all the pictures of everything we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. And then Monday, we'll be back in your ears
with something random thing.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Do our job for us. All right, you guys. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.